Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow Him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did.
Hey everyone, this is Maggie from Truth Rising, and we are continuing in our Easter podcast series. Today, we will be looking at Jesus as the King. Before we look at his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, we are going to look back at 2 Samuel 7 to see the promise that God made to King David. In 2 Samuel 7:16, God makes a covenant with David, and he says, "Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever. Before me, your throne shall be established forever." God is promising David that one of his descendants will reign on the throne over God's people. With all the turmoil God's people had faced, and this promise in mind, we can see why the Jewish people were expecting a king in the sense that we understand it as humans. Maybe a military ruler who was going to raise up an army and come in and save them from the Roman rule that they were currently living in. They were expecting to be delivered out of their current situation. So with all of that in mind, let's look at Jesus's triumphal entry in Mark 11. Jesus instructs his disciples to go into the village and find a colt that was tied up, and they were to bring it to him to ride on. So once they brought back the colt, everyone threw their cloaks on it, and Jesus sat on the colt as they entered into Jerusalem. There were many people in the streets because it's Passover, so all of these people are coming in. So there's many people in the area, and they see Jesus. I'm sure they've heard of him at this point. They see Jesus riding in on this donkey, and many of these people were spreading their cloaks on the road, and they were putting out leafy branches. This is where the word Palm Sunday comes from. They were laying out the palms for the colt to walk on, and the people were shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." So as you hear that word, Hosanna, you may not know what it means. They were shouting it, and it means save us. So as Jesus was entering into Jerusalem for the Passover, the people were calling for him to save them. They were expecting him to save them from their current earthly situation. However, we know that God's ways are higher and they are different than our ways. God did not send Jesus to save his people from a momentary situation, but instead sent Jesus to save them from an eternity separated from God. And also, this salvation wasn't going to be momentary. It wasn't going to just be for these people, but it was going to be for every human who came to the earth. So if he would have just saved them from that situation, man, I don't know if I would be where I was today. So God was sending Jesus to spiritually save them. God had given the Jewish people the law, but no one could live perfectly according to the law. So God sent Jesus to be the ultimate sacrifice. He took on the punishment of our sins, and then he defeated death. He defeated sin and death. So the people were calling out Hosanna, but they were not truly understanding what Jesus would be saving them from. The kingdom that God referred to is not an earthly kingdom, but instead a heavenly kingdom. When we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior, he becomes our King, and we become joyful citizens of his kingdom. But he is not a king like any king that we have seen here on earth. He is humble and gracious, walking alongside us. He teaches us and guides us to live as God has called us to, and rejoices in seeing us grow and be blessed. Now, one day when God chooses to make a new heaven and a new earth. We will see Jesus enter in on a white horse, and his eyes will be like flames of fire, and he will be wearing a robe dipped in blood, and he will have a heavenly army following him. And it will be written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He will defeat the nations, and he will be the reigning king. So one day we will see him in that aspect. So as we approach Easter, let each of us reflect on if we are allowing Jesus to be the king of our lives, even when our life and circumstances are not ideal. Is our hope tied to Jesus changing our current situations, or the fact that we get to spend eternity with him in heaven?
At Truth Rising, we believe prayer is powerful. So I'm going to pray a blessing over you. May God be gracious to you and bless you and make his face shine upon you. May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it, and you may be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May Christ make his home in your heart through faith. May your love abound more and more in knowledge and in depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to God's glorious might, and may you be filled with joy. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. And I say all this in Jesus' name, amen.